Hello, my name is Rebecca Miner.
And my name is Camille Miner.
And I chose the book, The Interpreter of Maladies by Jhumpa Lahiri for Camille to read.
I thought it was an interesting read because it forces us to consider what it's like to be an immigrant from another country, which also makes us, if we think deeply about it, think about what would happen if our life circumstances change.
I thought a lot about how time can change how you act in a new society or culture or world.
Creates your characters so that they seem like they could be the people next door, like everyday average people.
Especially because they're in Boston. It makes it so much easier to imagine, to visualize.
Exactly, because we know the names of the towns and we know the streets. Like in the Third Continent story, the main character has an apartment on Mass Ave in Cambridge, and you can just imagine where that might be, even though the story takes place in the 1960s. Sure, the narrator in the story, when he's rooming with a 103-year-old woman on Mass Ave, renting a room out of her house, that he really cares about her. And then when he finally meets up with his wife again, who he didn't care about, something in that relationship with the 103-year-old triggers him to be a more caring, kind person.
It makes you question what his motivation for anything is.
One of the reasons why I liked the book was because Lahiri takes these immigrants whose lives have been forced into change, and then shows us what that kind of change does to a person.
Yeah.
And oftentimes in a lot of the stories, there's the first generation immigrants or the new immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's often another generation.
Yeah, as where time continues, that there's a different generation that loses the culture, loses the
customs. Right. And so that's this theme that it goes through all of her stories, is how that loss of culture affects the parents who had left India to come to America, because there's nothing they can do about it. They wanted to come to America for various reasons, and then they find out that America changes their children.
He says, things we sometimes worry he will no longer do after we die, which is a really important line because this 103-year-old woman dies.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Helen, this 63-year-old, the daughter of the
old lady,
Mrs. Croft, she's not gonna like talk to an unmarried man like with a third party. Like, that doesn't bother her. She lives in 1969. She's an independent woman. She can do things for herself. And so just like that, his son is not gonna eat with his hands.
Yeah. So he's not gonna keep all of the traditions going. Sometimes in short stories, the author will make a moral case that's very, very obvious, and one that like really hits you and punches you in the gut. But with these stories, they seem very everyday and relatable.
Yeah.